Remember the whole thing about positioning? We start with the goal is that you position yourself, your product, your business to solve a specific problem that you have solved for yourself. That is what we're doing. So we're not telling people how great we are. We really don't tell our story even until they ask. We start, well, that's why the statement says, you know, network marketers, if you have this problem, read this. That's how it starts. See, because nobody wants to know what happened to us. That's what that was the first couple of sessions where we explained that. But you start with your before and after. Before I was lame and now I can walk. Why? Because that way you know who you help. I was lame, now I can walk. Well, who can you help? Well, people who used to be lame or who still are lame. You get that? So the whole idea of telling your before, you know, I sucked and then I didn't. I couldn't sing and now I can. I don't know. I used to know how to dress. I didn't know how to dress and now I do. Or it's your before and after with the product or business tells the problem that you solved for yourself, a very specific one. I didn't have energy, now I do. You know, I used to have all these issues and now I don't. And you start and you have many issues. People have, you know, before I couldn't, I don't go number two and now I can. Or before I, you know, couldn't attract any lovers and now I can. So who are you going to help? I help people who don't know how to attract lovers and now they can. Do you get that? You all see that connection? Doing it is going to take you a long time. You're going to be telling other people what happened to you for probably, if you don't do this 100 times, you'll be doing it forever. Because we like to tell people what happened to us. But we only do that so that you know not to tell them unless they ask, but who you help. I used to be like this and now I'm not. I was blue and now I'm red. Oh, great. I want to be red. How do you get to be red? Is that clear to everybody? Your before and after, which is your problem, and you have all these huge stories about it, but it's only to help you describe someone else like that who has not yet solved the problem. Have you got this in your head? Yes or no?
Now I do.
Yeah. And a lot of people hear and they go, yeah, I get it. But you don't really, it goes in one and out the other. Right, because it sounds so obvious. But then you look at your writing, and a lot of people have nothing but big, long stories about all their, let me tell you what happened to me. Like, you know, and that happens to everybody. But that whole thing about yourself has to convert into, I can help these people, somebody who had this problem, and without having to eat rabbit food. So if you were overweight all your life, or say you're all stressed out all your life, everything happens to me, I'm all super stressed. But now I'm not stressed anymore. No matter what they do to me, no matter what they say to me, I am no longer stressed. Yabba dabba do. Who can you help? I help people who used to get stressed about every little thing all the time. And now they don't want to stay like that because, you know, it makes you old and ugly and wrinkled and crinkled and a yuck to be around. Right?
Yeah.
So then that's the second part. I help people who had this problem, which like I used to have, and now I don't have it anymore. And I help them without taking drugs or without having to, I don't know, leave home without some yucky thing that's normally associated. So that's who you help. And that statement is only said when somebody says to you, what do you do? Now the third step. Hey there, this is Kim. Thanks for staying with me. If you'd like to go to the next step, go ahead and choose one of these options right here. And maybe we'll see you. See you later. Bye.